Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Two of a Kind by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. Rational thought and a working knowledge of hand-to-hand combat were useless when faced with the villainous power of the American house spider. Felicia Swift stood immobilized in the corner of the warehouse, aware of the web, of the arachnid watching her, no doubt plotting her downfall. Where there was one female American house spider, there were others, and she knew they were all after her. The logical part of her brain nearly laughed out loud at her fears. In her head, Felicia understood that spiders did not, in fact, travel in packs or scheme to attack her. But intelligence and logic were no match for a true arachnophobe. She could write papers, prepare flowcharts, and even do experiments from now until the next appearance of Halley's Comet. She was terrified of spiders, and they knew it. "I'm going to back away slowly," she said in a soft, soothing voice. Technically, spiders didn't have ears. They could sense vibration, but with her speaking quietly, there wouldn't be much of that. Still, she felt better talking, so she kept up the words as she inched toward the exit, always keeping her gaze locked firmly on the enemy. Light spilled from the open door. Light meant freedom and spider-free breathing. Light meant... The light suddenly blacked out. Felicia jumped and turned, prepared to do battle with the giant mother of all spiders. Instead, she faced a tall man with shaggy hair and a scar by his eyebrow.
"I heard a scream," he said. "I came to see if there was a problem."
He frowned.
"Felicia?"
Because the spiders weren't enough, she thought frantically. How was that possible? Fortes fortuna adjuvat. She tried to rein in her unwieldy brain. Fortune favors the brave? That was helpful how? She had spiders behind her, the man who took her virginity in front of her, and she was thinking in Latin? Felicia sucked in a breath and steadied herself. She was a logistics expert. She'd never met a crisis she couldn't organize her way out of. And today would be no exception. She would work from big to small and reward herself by doing the Sunday New York Times crossword in less than 4 minutes. "Hello, Gideon," she said, bracing herself for her hormonal reaction to this man. He moved closer, his dark eyes filling with emotion.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"